for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Just like Pharaoh with little old Moses and Aaron. That was impossible. You look at the greatest nation on the planet, the most prosperous, the greatest army, and here's Moses and Aaron. Moses stuttered, and Aaron was spooky. Amen. You know, when Moses went up in the mountain, Aaron went down there and told Aaron, we're going to make us a calf, and you're going to make it. All right. But God used those two to shake a nation, to bring a nation to its knees, and destroyed the nation. Took all their armory. What do you think Israel got a lot of their swords and shields when they got drowned in the Red Sea? And those soldiers washed ashore. Tell somebody, God's working. You got to be aware of this kingdom that's going on inside of you. Now, if you don't find yourself growing or maturing and being able to take a little bit more than you could take 3 months ago, if you still find yourself stuck, that same thing tripping you up and causing you to lose it, and have to repent to people and to God all the time. Okay, then you are not in touch with that kingdom on the inside. Because that kingdom on the inside is about expansion. It's about rulership. It's about taking territory inside of you first. If you're still troubled with all kind of crazy thoughts of death and defeat and all that, you need deliverance from that. Because the kingdom is about life. I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. If you're stuck on negativity and always seeing things in a dark manner and shaded and, you know, no hope, that's not God. That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is light. The kingdom of God is prosperity. The kingdom of God is increase. The kingdom of God is breakthrough. In the midst of a dark world, it doesn't matter. The kingdom of God in you is greater than the kingdoms of this world. As a matter of fact, this eighth kingdom is going to rise and subdue these other kingdoms. Did we just read it in Daniel? That in the last days, but on our part, it takes faith. How are we going to, Lord says, don't ask how. It's not up to you to ask how. I will show you. I will lead you. I will go before you. I'm going to say this to somebody. I feel this prophetically. God's going to take care of a whole lot of things you thought you would have to take care of. You're not going to have to even deal with it. The yoke for you will be easy. Amen. You talk about shouting this morning, you're going to come in with a shout that's going to be infectious, that's going to cause other people to shout. They don't even know what's going on. I just feel the shout. Why? Because God's going to make it easy. Some warfare. Stop looking for the devil to be. Listen, the devil is a rogue lion. Not a roaring lion, a rogue lion. He's a rogue going about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says, give him no place. resist him steadfast in the faith. He'll have to flee from you. The greater one is in you. The kingdom is within you. It's got to take control and captivate your mind. A kingdom believer. This gospel of the kingdom. See, ultimately, when this mortal puts on immortality, the whole earth is going to be filled. But right now, what we're doing, we're walking in the spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, there has to be things taken back. So that as we take those things back, it'll start in certain regions and territories and even nations to manifest in the nations. Amen. Prosperity will come. Healings will come. Revival, resurrections, restoration. Amen. Marriage is healed. Amen. Ministries flourishing. Amen. When healings and deliverances, demons cast out. Amen. All kind of wonderful things. Economy in the midst of darkness. Flourishing. I love to tell a story of one years and years ago on the island of Lago Nav in Haiti. And some of y'all know, and I may not be pronouncing this name right, Ansangale. Am I pronouncing that right, Luke? Ansangale, you don't know it? Okay, you never been to Lago Nav? Oh, I've been there. You ain't been there? No, Luke's ministry is in Port-au-Prince. But we went and we were walk. We had a long walk. We were walking to a place to do ministry in that, and we had to. I mean, that island back then, it may be different today, but this was a few decades ago, 3 decades ago, and it was very, very, very poor. And we walked through certain places that would tear your heart out. But we got to this little village on the shore called La Sousse. And the moment we walked through there or into there, you could tell it was different. Let me say it this way. The people were clean. They took care. The village was clean. Amen. I mean, help me remember Gilligan's Island. Gilligan's Island. Used to be a program. Yeah. Remember how Gilligan's Island was? This is how that was. They had coconuts. They had it was clean. And I'm wondering, how is it that this little patch, this little spot, everywhere else we went is like, yikes. Come to find out that there were missionaries there. Amen. That had lived there for a time and taught them the word of faith. So they had learned some principles, and the kingdom of God was manifesting there. Amen. Then just a few miles down, it wasn't manifesting, or a few miles that wasn't, but there it was manifesting. I put that in my memory. I said, never forgot that. I said, Lord, this is incredible, because everywhere else was like, but there was like just a little spot of paradise. Because people believed, they understood the word, they understood kingdom. Amen. Amen? Amen? Revelation chapter 12. Don't go there since our time is a little short. Revelation chapter 12. Satan, what we must understand, Satan and his host are being pressed down to the first heaven, the atmosphere around the earth. Now, we've looked at Revelation 12 a number of times. And when the church takes her proper position of kingdom, then there's war. Revelation breaks out there, and that enemy is cast down from there and is put in the atmosphere here. This is why we are seeing what we are seeing.
Amen.
Let me maybe enlighten. This is my perspective, and I believe it's a biblical perspective. You know, as long as a strong man armed keeps his goods, he is in peace. And let me say it this way. If there's a nation where a certain religion dominates, and it has all the people on lockdown. You know, the people are at peace. They're moving around like nothing's going on. But the moment there's an awakening, like students, Tiananmen Square, where they want freedom, they don't want bondage, they don't want this, then suddenly on the ground there's upheavals. Are you following me? There's picketing, there's rioting, there's killings, there's all kind of stuff happens on the ground. Well, the enemy has been pressed out of where he was. Why? Because the kingdom of God has come and the church is rising up to a proper place. Maybe not everybody, but there are those that are rising up to their proper place of understanding who they are and what they carry. And so there's war that breaks out there, and that enemy's being cast down from that place of authority. So now he's that rogue lion down here reaping havoc in the earth realm. Why? Because he's out of control. He's not in control. A greater has come on him, and it's called the church. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ in you. Amen. The Lion of Judah is rising up, taking his proper place in the body of Christ, and therefore war has broken out there, and the enemy's been cast down from there, and he knows his time is short, so he's targeting the carnal. The carnal saints. The sinners. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the enemy has come down with great wrath. Now where is the church? I'm talking about the true church. Give me Ephesians. Let me see where I'm at. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. That's why we see all this increase in activity. People getting scared. No, this is the revelation of Christ. Not the revelation of the devil. The devil's scrambling. Because why? The gates of hell can't prevail. They're doing everything they can to try to keep you distracted. Boo, trying to scare you, thinking he's in control. No, God is in control. Jesus is coming soon. And these are the last days. And one of the signs is that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the nations. Nations are going to shake and change. Then shall the end come. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This is not the time for the church to be afraid. This is for the time for the church to look up. For our redemption draweth near. This is the time where the heavens are being shaken. Amen. I said the heavens are being shaken. The enemy cast down. Ephesians 2 verse 6. Where is the body of Christ? Where is the remnant? He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where's the church? Seated in heavenly places. Where's that next verse? The next one. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So the church is raised up. We're talking in the spirit realm. Your feet are still on the ground. But the secret place is in the spirit realm. Amen. Your feet are still on the ground. So we still have battles here.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.